He actually sent you a voice memo.
He did. He's called Alexis, and he follows me on Instagram. The conversation did run dry, I have to admit. So, Alexis, if you are listening, you are fit, and if you want to slide into my DMs, you'd be completely welcome. So, yeah, here's the voice note that he sent me.
Whoa, mysterious girl, I want to get close to you.
Hello, my fellow confused and probably hungover 20-somethings, and welcome back to Navigating Your 20s, a podcast pointing you in the wrong direction with me, Kate Whittaker. Time for more drunken chats on the mishaps and mind boggles of adulthood, from the time you left your passport in a toilet in Prague to the time you got fired twice. So grab a beer, even if it's 10 a.m, and let's roll the titles. Hello and welcome to episode 8. Today's guest, I am so excited for this one. He is a talented beyond belief junior editor. We met at Edinburgh TV Festival. He is a pub connoisseur, a very funny guy, and my absolute favourite man from Oxford. It's Will Clark.
Hello, wow, that's the biggest hype up I've ever had in my life. Thank you. I feel very good to be here. This has been we've been wanting to do this for a long time. I was up with you in Manchester, wasn't I, before Christmas?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah. We were going to record a podcast episode together, like, in December.
Yeah,
but then I got too drunk and woke up in Stockport and was like, sorry, I can't.
But I woke up, what makes it even better is I just woke up in your place. And yeah. I don't know how I got there because you weren't there and you had never been. So I just woke up in your room and I just, like, remember having to get to my train on time and sending you a message being like, I'm pretty sure I'm still drunk right now, but I'm on my way home and we will have to do this another time.
I'm still so sorry about that night. I hate it when you're out with a mate and they ditch you for a girl or a guy. It's like my work, it's a pet peeve. And then I did it and I was like, oh, fuck's sake.
You know what? No, it was character building, being a southerner lost in Manchester at 3 o'clock in the morning.
This
on
is
my
true.
Own. That was good character building and I learned a lot about myself.
That's exactly night. Why I did it. Will, do you have water? I've got some water right here.
Yeah, I've got some. Yeah, that's fine.
It's important to stay hydrated, do you know what I mean? Today we're chatting all about dating apps, from catfishing, worst dates, dodgy age ranges, weird hookups, making pals from dates, and misleading photos, including a little story about my chicken wing hotel date, and then Will getting propositioned to be a stepdad.
I mean, it's worth noting that the fact that I'm still on dating apps and you're still on dating apps means that we're not necessarily professionals, and this is not a professional opinion on dating apps, because
yeah.
We obviously don't know how to use it, because it's not working.
Everything we say with as least seriousness as you physically can, really, with a pinch of salt, as one might say. So I think to start us off, I think it's really interesting, the revolution of dating apps, because do you remember when we were kids and like Match.com was really cringe?
Oh my God. I mean, that was kind of the same sort of time as like MySpace and Bebo in my memory of the timeline of, you know, websites and going on the interwebs and all that stuff. But I mean, I don't really know when it suddenly became just such a normal thing to download and be part of, but it's just such a normal thing now, isn't it?
It's insane. I remember my high school drama teacher was on like an eHarmony advert and she got rinsed for days from that. Like probably years, to be honest. Like, and it was just the cringiest thing ever. And like now everyone's on dating apps and it's become integrated into social media and that sort of trend. And it's all just a bit like, I'm still against dating apps, but then I'm on them as well. Like, what is your go-to chat-up line then when you're on a dating app?
I just straight away just say, this isn't normal for me, because it's not. I don't know what I'm doing. And especially in this lockdown, I don't know how relevant this will be in a few months if you're listening to this or whenever you're listening to it, but currently in lockdown, you can't really see anybody, obviously. So it's this different world of having to completely straight away know what you want by just looking at somebody's face and a few pictures of them when they looked hot 3 years ago on the beach.
Literally, you know? Yeah.
I'll never forget when I was at a bus stop in Swindon, you know, one of the, you know, parts of the South.
Yeah.
And I just remember seeing this guy sat there just swiping as if he was trying to like ignite something with flint. And it was just going so fast. And I just will never forget seeing how quickly he was making his judgment. I'm not even sure if he was even... But he did swipe left a few times, but it was like, what the hell is going on there?
To be honest, though, I've got a confession. I'm the same. Like, I went on... I can't even remember which one it was. Like, Hinge or something the other night. And I think I messaged you, actually, and you said you were going to tell me off for this, because I just said no to literally everyone. And I was like, I'm really not this judgmental of a person, but I just don't find any of them attractive, which is really bad. But I was just like, no.
I mean, I don't know if I'm the only guy that does this. I mean, I hope I'm not. But I make a point of looking at what's written before I make my judgment. Because I don't want to be... I don't know. I just don't want to straight away make that assumption that that person is X, Y, or Z. I want to see what do they do for a living, and what do they quote too much, you know? But yeah, I find that really fun. So I like spend a lot of time before I swipe left or right actually finding out about this person.
That's so cute, because I actually rarely look at the bios until I've matched with them, and then I'm like, okay, let's have a look at what Will does or whatever. Like, go on then.
Well, that's a good point. You just brought that up though, that, you know, it's when you find somebody on there that you know, or you went to school with, and it's like, oh my God. Do I just swipe right just to find out what
happens? Be polite? Yeah, because it's that, you're like, do I swipe just to be polite? Do I swipe to see if they swipe me? Or do I just swipe because, do you know what I mean? Like, what do you do? Do you just swipe? I just swipe. I'm like, yeah, go on.
Well, it really depends who it is. but it's like, it's, once I just deleted Tinder a few months ago. I'll say that again, because I just burped. Just straight up burped. I'm like, proper.
Let your burp out and then say it again.
I think there's more. There's definitely more.
Oh, that's so funny. Will's got a queue of beers on his desk that is just cracking open for the podcast. He's got one that's like tea, green tea mixed with beer, which
I'm intrigued about. Yeah, it's called Tea Party. And it's actually, you know what, mate? It's really nice. I deleted Tinder a few months ago because I was just like, it's locked down. What can I do, you know? And also I'd just been talking to somebody and I thought, you know what, this might actually go somewhere, and then it didn't. And, oh, okay. So then I re-downloaded it, and you have that weird sort of every other person is somebody that you've already matched with, and it's like, that's when it's something hitting the fan, because it's like, why did I blur out that I was going to say shit? It's when shit hits the fan. And it's like, right, what do I do? Does this person remember me? So what do I do? And, you know, you just got to go with your gut, I guess, and just swipe right again.
Just swipe right. You heard it here first from Will Clark. Now, I always, Manchester's quite a big place, right? But apparently not when it comes to online dating, because, like, I downloaded Tinder a bit ago and then got it again and then was swiping and I was like, Jesus, I've already matched with a bunch of you geezers. Like, where's the other fish in the sea? Like, where are you all at? Like, so it's just a bit, it can be a little bit hit and miss. And I'm such a romantic and I love like, sometimes I'm very whimsical and I'm very like, I live in a film, and I love the idea of being in like a jazz bar or like at a disco and just locking eyes with someone across the club and being like, oh, who are you? And then just like boogieing up and meeting them the traditional way. I'm such a traditional kind of person, which some people are surprised at, but I just prefer it. It's more romantic and nicer, I guess.
Oh, I'd love to play devil's advocate and say, no, that's completely not how I feel, but I always think about Time, the film where
I love that film,
and that he meets her in this restaurant that's, you know, it's just served by blind waitresses and waiters, and it's completely pitch black, and that would be amazing.
You can do that, I think. In London you can actually go to like a restaurant that's pitch black, you just dine with someone. And but then imagine if you were like, we've had the best conversation ever, and you saw them in person and you're like, oh, just not attracted to them. Like,
and that, to find that out as well, if you suddenly, like, you got on so well.
Yeah, I like your chat, I don't like your face.
How would that make you feel? You're just like, oh, God, okay, right. So definitely a 3 out of 10 now.
Yeah, back onto the dating app.
Yeah, re-download.
So do you think then that traditional dating has kind of died out and now it's sort of this love at first swipe kind of vibe?
Yeah, it has, but it's evolved, hasn't it? It's this. Mm. It was for a while, it was this taboo about, you know, where did you meet? Let's not say we met online. You still see it a few times, people saying, let's just say we met at a party or something. But it's kind of this mix, because most of the time, especially at this current point in time, people aren't meeting up anyway.
Yeah.
And relationships that have been together for years and years are being really tested at the moment because of not being able to see each other. So they're having to live life as if they're talking on a dating life app anyway. But I think, you know, it sadly has died because quite a lot of people have, men especially, have got quite shy about just being forwards, and if they see someone they like, walking up to them and saying something. Because I mean, I'm a professional overthinker, so I really struggle with that unless I've got a few in my belly from the bar. But it's difficult. It's difficult. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
I feel like it has a bit, because I feel like it's really weird that normally when you want to go out and meet someone and flirt with someone, you get all dressed up, you go to a bar with your friends, you're having a night out, it's a big occasion. Whereas now you can literally flirt and date someone sat in your pyjamas on your sofa. And it's just so weird, this idea of meeting new people, but you're not even socialising, you're on your own. It's just like, what? Mm. Like, it's really weird.
You kind of feel like you're catfishing them as well, don't you? Because you've got all these pictures that are not necessarily the best pictures, but at least ones which don't look like you've just like gone for a night out in your own bedroom.
Yeah,
and you're hanging and you're sat there on your floor.
Yeah,
listening to music, just talking to this person as if you look brilliant right now.
Literally, it's so funny, isn't it? Because when you do an online dating, most of the time you're sat in your pajamas, looking like an absolute, you know, bit of a mess, and then they're looking at you thinking, this person must look like this absolute angel right now, and you're like, oh no. Have you ever been catfished?
Yes, I have, but I have, but I called them out on it, like not straight away, but you know, sometimes you just see somebody on Tinder or something and you're just like, not a chance.
What, not as in they don't look like that in real life?
Yeah, not just that, but you're just like, if you looked like that, you would not be on Tinder.
Yeah.
There's no part of your appearance or your physique is needing this at all. And then you look at their bio and it says, pineapple on pizza is wrong, am I right? And you're just like, okay. You're just like, okay.
You hate to
see
that.
This is some 45-year-old man from Milton Keynes. I don't know why I just deliberately just prodded at Milton Keynes. I have nothing against
it. Oh, sorry, Milton Keynes. No disrespect.
Sorry, Milton Keynes.
I've not been catfished, but I've been misled, shall we say. So, like, ages ago, I was chatting to someone that I'd met on Tinder, throughout Christmas. And you know when you get a particular image in your head of someone based on what they're like online, and you sort of get a bit of a vibe, and you sort of think, okay, I imagine that they're going to be like this. And so we went on a date in the new year. And it sounds really bad, but you know when you meet someone and you go on a date from a dating app, and within 3 seconds you know if you fancy them or not, don't you? Like, you kind of know straight away. And as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh my god, you look so different from your pictures. And his mannerisms and the way he carried himself and his just general awkwardness, I was like, oh, this is so not how I pictured you being. That's such a shame. And you know what, like, he's a really nice guy, and, you know, we're kind of mates now, to be fair, but at the time it was just like, you know when you just really want a date to go well and it's just not going well, and you're just sat there like egging it to go really well, and you're like, and we'd have a chat and I'd be saying something and then he'd just go, yeah, and wouldn't carry on the conversation, so I'd have to ask another question. It was just like a job interview. It was just really bad, and I was like, oh, screw this.
It's kind of like, I mean, I was in a longish relationship, and those are the kind of conversations you have when you've had a really long day at work, and you know, you've been together for a long time, and the only reaction to something quite important is, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't do that on the first date.
Literally, man. I was like, am I not saying interesting things?
Like, but if that's what it's like on the first date, what's it going to be like in 4 years' time? Like,
they're just going to ignore me.
Just walk out and be like, I'm going to the pub.
Literally, though, literally, that's what literally what it gets like, isn't it? You know when you're chatting to someone on a dating app and then they ask for your Instagram and you're like, yeah, let's take it to the next step. You can view more of my pics. And then the conversation dies and then you just have like a randomer on your Instagram. I've got so many random boys on my Instagram from dating apps that just keep viewing my story and I'm like, we're never going to meet, what's the point?
I mean, I am a culprit of that, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of like you put three pictures up and you're blatantly a good looking girl and the conversation, as you just said, is like, okay, can I have your Instagram handle?
Yeah.
And then you don't say anything else.
Yeah.
And it's, you just kind of linger longer around and there's no, that you don't talk again because you're like, oh, this is now going to be weird because I'm now just liking your pictures and nothing else.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, yeah, that is me. I do that.
It's so weird because then you just follow along this random person's life. Do you know what I mean? You know that their dog's just died and that they've just got a new job in San Francisco and you're just like, oh, good for you, living your life. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just so weird.
That's oddly specific, okay? That's very specific.
Not referencing. No one specific. Have you got any really funny kind of first date stories that you've had from dating apps? I know you've got a few. I know you do.
Okay, I mean, you definitely know I've got some juicy ones, but I think one that I can say that's kosher is I went on this date with this girl, and she was really, really cute. We were walking around Oxford. We were just talking, sat down on the park bench, talking, and carried on, and it was really going really well. And then suddenly we walked past this gate. And it was slightly ajar, and she just walked into it. And I was like, okay. So I followed her.
You've told me this one before, I remember.
Do you think this is okay to say?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, fine. Anyway, and I followed her. There was this security guy there, and she just walked straight past him. And I followed her, and I was like, okay. And then she turned around to me, and she was like, we're fine. And I was like, what do you mean we're fine? She was like, we shouldn't be here. I was like, what do you mean we shouldn't be here? She was like, this is private property. I was like, okay, so why are we here? And she looked at me with this look of just like, this is what I'm into kind of thing. And we kept walking. I won't tell you where it was, because if I told you where it was, like, it would just be bad. But we kept walking. And then suddenly I heard this clang, and it was another gate shutting behind us. And we had crossed over this bridge and we were on this like island thing. And I like pulled the gate and it was locked. It had locked behind us. So I was just stuck on this thing. And she looked me up and down and she said, you can imagine what she said, but she said that she asked me if I would do that. And I just panicked. I was like, oh, bless your heart. Right, yeah, no. So I walked towards the exit and it was obviously still shut. And eventually the security guy that we walked past was doing his rounds and he opened it back up and he looked at us and he says, please, could you get off this property? And I just like was just riddled with this, like, you know when you cringe, like when you're watching, you know,
yeah, oh my, like, god, yeah,
Scott's tots on, you know. And I was just like, oh my god, this is the cringiest thing ever, and I'm part of it.
Oh, and yeah.
So we left, and then I walked towards my car and she said, oh, you don't need to drive home now, because we didn't really talk after that point, because I was like, why would you do that, why would you kill that? And she said, do you want to come back to my room and clean my room?
What?
And I was like, what do you mean clean your
room? He would be like, oh yeah, definitely.
If it's just like, I know what you mean by clean your room. I'm not coming back to your
place. That's a new one, to be fair. I've not heard that one. Fair play.
I was like, but you know what? Just checking out if this guy would, you know, do the housework or whatever. And yeah, so I just looked at her and I was just like, it was lovely to know you.
Lovely to know you. Lovely to know you. Now I'm just going to not know you.
Yeah, right. I mean, there was a few other things in there as well that I missed. Like, she was a raging Tory, and I'm just not going to have any of that. But she was, yeah, I didn't vibe with that. And that was the first time we'd met, you know?
Mm.
And the first thing I thought when she said that, and I don't know how you might feel about this, but was the fact that that was our first time we'd ever met.
Mm.
So if that's what she's like with somebody that she's met for the first time, what's she like with other people? And I don't know, is that sort of something that you think about when you go on a first, but you meet somebody for the first time?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When you're on a dating app, you've got to be a brand expert, right? You've got to market yourself in a way that you want to be perceived. So when you go on that first date, you're thinking, right, well, this guy, he knows I like disco music. He knows I do this and that and that. So you kind of go with those values in mind and you're like, right, well, I need to present, and with all first dates, you know, not just dating apps, you are going and you're presenting like this perfect version of yourself. It's kind of like a job interview, isn't it, in a way? You've had the video interview online and then you go for the job interview and you want them to like you. So yeah, you have to act a bit normal and a bit perfect. My worst first date from a dating app was, it was this guy, and you know when you just think, oh, they're really cool, like this is going to be an amazing date. And we met up and he was quite short. I'm quite a small person anyway, but he was like quite short than me. So I was like, oh, okay. And then we got chatting and he was just like a little bit arrogant and I was like, all right, whatever. He's a bit of a drummer, like whatever. Classic Manchester drummer, you know. And then at the end of the day, I thought it'd gone really well. And then he just went, yeah, like I was going to bail on today because I'd just come back from the Peak District and I'm quite tired, but I don't like bailing. So I just came anyway. And I was sort of just like, oh, well, thanks for coming.
Get out.
And then he just went, yeah, but it's been absolutely draining. I'm exhausted. And I was just like, oh my God, you're so rude. How could you say that? What the fuck?
Do one.
And then we did a really awkward hug and we've never spoken since. Still have each other on Instagram for some reason, but yeah.
Jesus. The cheek of some people is just absolutely astonishing. And it's like, I find that fantastic in some ways because when a nice guy or a nice girl comes around, it makes it even more like this event of, oh my God, this person is slightly palatable.
For sure. Speaking of like nice people, have you ever met actually just a really good friend on a dating app? Because I have.
Yes. No, yeah. Yeah. 100%. 100%. Yeah, somebody I matched when I first got Tinder ages ago, I matched with her and we got on so well. We went on a date, went to a pub, and we hit it off straight away. And it was so nice because we'd both come out of a long-term relationship like recently. And we both just wanted, I think we both didn't realize at the time, but we just both wanted company, you know?
Aww.
And yeah, and it was really, really nice. And we are still friends to this day. And there's not even a part of me that would go, you know, bad feelings on that person because she doesn't find me attractive or anything. That's not what it is at all. It's that we both realized actually we should be friends.
Yeah, I've had that. So we went on a first date and I was instantly like, this guy is awesome. You know, when you just click with someone, the conversation never goes dry. He was just really cool and yeah, no bad words to say about him. And then it was, this sounds so random. So I was staying in a hotel that night because it was when I just started my new job and I was trying to find a place to live. So I was like, I'm just going to stay in a hotel for the first night because like rock and roll. And he came back to the hotel and I had like a box of half-eaten chicken wings on the sink. And he just walked in, bearing in mind we were like, your face. We were like, we walked into the hotel and it was all like sexy and like, oh yeah, back, yeah. And he just walked into the bathroom and went, why have we got...
Keep doing that, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, like, you know, oh yeah.
That was, oh,
let's get it on.
Hotel with nice pillows, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he walked in and he just went, why do you have a box of chicken wings on your sink? And I was like, well, I didn't think I'd be bringing anyone back tonight, but here you are. So he just laughed and it was all funny. And then we were like halfway through getting it on, to put it politely. And then we just kind of, you know when you just start chatting to someone that you've kind of brought back to yours, the intention of sleeping with them, but you just end up just having a really nice chat. And we were chatting, like, listening to music, just, like, chatting for, like, a good couple of hours. And we were like, God, we should go to bed, we've got work tomorrow. And then we just sort of both kind of mutually agreed. We were like, actually, we get on really well. We've both just moved to Manchester. We don't know that many people here. Do you want to just be mates and hang out? And to this day, he is just a really good mate and an absolute legend and... Yeah, it's just like, it actually worked really well, and yeah, it can actually happen. But yeah, chicken wing boy.
I love that.
Have you ever chatted to someone on a dating app and then met them in real life afterwards, but completely accidentally? Like, oh, we matched on Tinder. Yes. Who?
Yeah. I matched with this girl, and she was, I won't say her name, but she's extremely attractive.
Mm.
And I got off of the bus from college, like, months after just deleting it, because, you know, I chickened out. I was just like, not a chance.
For sure.
This girl. And for sure, thanks for that. And I got off the bus, and I walked across from the bus, and I saw her crossing the other road, which was on this roundabout.
Oh.
And we both locked eyes with each other. We continued to walk past each other, but both looking at each other.
Romance.
It just carried on. And it was like, right, okay, so is either of us going to say something?
Yeah.
And we didn't. fast forward to a few months ago when lockdown started, and she just adds me on Instagram, and I'm like, wait, okay, right.
Mm.
And just nice and casually, not in that way, but we've just been talking like every now and then. We just, you know, when somebody just pops up to you, just like, how you doing?
Yeah, how you
doing? It's like, that's so strange that it's gone from this sort of like, not a chance in hell I would ever be able to talk to this person, to she's now in my closest friends group on when I decide to put a story up on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, and it's really nice.
Mine is, so I met a guy on Tinder. You know when you break up with someone and you go on Tinder straight away to like validate yourself? Yeah. I went on, you're laughing. So I was on Tinder just like, you know, the post-breakup, like, well, there's plenty of fish in the sea, let's have a swipe. And I matched with this amazing guy, like, proper cute, in a band, all that crap, my ideal type, yeah. And he asked me on a date, and I kind of just ignored it because I wasn't quite ready for that yet. And then literally a year later, we were in a club in York, and I was with all the gang, and this absolute legend comes out of nowhere and pretends to be the club photographer, and he's carrying a soap dispenser, pretending it's the club camera, and we're all gathering around in a group going, cheese! And I just looked at him and I was like, wait a second, that's not a camera, that's a soap dispenser. Who is this guy?
That is amazing.
And then I looked at him and I was like, oh, I won't say his name, it's you. And he was like, wait, you're Kate Whittaker. And I was like, you're first name, last name. And then we just like, we sat down for the whole night on this like bench in the club and just like chatted crap for like 3 hours. Went back with each other, kind of slept with each other, and then in the morning we were still absolutely smashed.
Sorry, no, time out.
What?
Time out.
What?
Kind of slept with each other. I'd love for you to define that. What does that mean?
I don't know,
and
I guess
I'm not going to ask for, like, details, because, you know, that's personal shit, but what do you mean you kind of slept with him?
You know, when you...
Did you sleep with him?
No, we did sleep together, but you know when you're just trying to put it really cutely and politely, like, we may have slept together, hee hee. Yeah, no, we did, yeah. It was good.
Oh, right, and then, yeah.
And then, Thanks, he was very proud that he'd had a Tinder hookup, and I was like, good for you. And then, in the morning, we were absolutely smashed. I turned up to my friend Irma's house at 11 a.m, knocking on the door, like, yo, and she was just like, where the hell have you been? And I was like, it's a long story. Can I come in? Let's order a Chinese. It was hilarious.
It's like, I kind of slept with somebody.
So do you think then that dating apps are a way of just, I guess they're similar to social media in that you get likes, you get instant gratification, which as a generation we are obsessed with. Do you think then that a lot of people just use social dating apps to just kind of go, yeah, I just want to see if people think I'm attractive?
Absolutely. I'm a culprit of this. Is I go on Tinder and I'll match with somebody and I'll be like, oh, great. Oh my God, I can't believe I actually swiped right for somebody and she swiped right for me. Part of me then is just like, but you know, is there somebody else? You know, that sounds awful, but it's true. You're just is that the only person? Surely there's other people. You know?
It's so interesting. You've touched upon a really interesting point there, because online dating does make people seem disposable, which sounds really bad. But like, if you'd met someone in a club, like a guy or a girl or whatever, and then you get the number, you text them afterwards, it feels quite special because you've had a really great night together or you've chatted or whatever. But if you've just chatted to someone online, you have no connection to them whatsoever. Like, you don't know them. You don't know them from Adam. They might be a 45-year-old man called Jonathan. Do you know what I mean? And then it creates this idea of, like, it's like online shopping, but it's free and there's unlimited things you can buy. And it's just like, it's like a kid in a candy shop. You just want loads of crap, even though you know you're not going to eat it all. You're like, yeah, I'll have, like, 62 cola bottles. And it just creates this idea in your head of, like, well, this person fancies me. I reckon there's more. Like, it's like a little game almost. And that's why I just don't think it works and I don't like it. I don't like online dating. And welcome back to part two, where I'm joined by the absolute legend, William Clark. I don't know why I called you by your full name. That's a bit formal. Will
that,
Clark.
That was nice.
Did you like that?
Just William. Highlighting how southern I am, thankfully.
Yeah, I literally am. Now it's time for everyone's favourite part of the episode. It's time for the... just clear the vocals. Funny Games Game Show. Can I get a woo-ha?
Woo-ha!
That was very beautiful.
Thank you.
Your word on giving, you know, our fellow 20-year-olds some advice on dating apps is... red flag.
I mean, straight away. So, I mean, I'm very good at chatting absolute shite. So this is brilliant. But red flag is straight away, if somebody doesn't give you any substance to a reply or doesn't give you any interest or engagement when you're talking to them, that is a red flag straight away.
What's your age range set to on your dating app? Because I know some people that have got like... Did you just spit out your beer when I asked that question? Why, have you got some scandalous 42-year-olds on your Tinder that you're trying to wink wink? Are they married?
No, I did. I did. I matched with somebody. She was like 40-something. I can't remember. 43. And I matched with her and she was she was so hot. Not even like cougar so you can excuse it hot. She was really hot. And she was from Cardiff, I'm pretty sure. And which is
you
fine.
You nowhere near nice. Cardiff. What have you got your miles
was,
to? Like 500 miles? Like.
I was down in Bristol when I had my Tinder on, okay? And I matched with her in Bristol. That Cardiff to Bristol is not far at all. So don't do that to me. Anyway. So I...
Bloody hell.
You can't see her face right now, but she's judging the hell out of me.
I am.
But anyway, I was talking to her because I just was like, whatever, you know, live your life. And, she turns out she had like 3 kids and she was divorced and really eager to meet me for you know, the really interesting reasons. And... I was just like, you know what? I'm too young to be a stepdad, you know?
Oh my god. What is your age range then? 20 to 42?
I did when I first made my Tinder account, I just was like, you know what, there's gonna be nobody that's that old on it. So why not? And I just left it for a while.
Now
it's it's 30 now. I do believe age is just a number when it comes to as soon as you're 20, that's it. From 20 onwards, it's like, doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I do agree, to be fair. Like, as I'm getting older, my age range definitely increases, but I tend to go for younger guys. I don't know why. Not too younger. Probably like, I mean, I would, depending on maturity level, if I match with a 21-year-old, I'd be like, that's fine. I'm 23, so it's not too far off, but I think my age range would probably be 21 to 20, I don't know, 7, 28, maybe.
Okay. But you're telling me some guy who has made it good, he's just been focusing on his career until he's like, you know, early 30s, comes walking up to you at a bar and you hit it off really well. The noise you just made indicates that's not something that you would say no to. So I just did a double negative there, but you know, you would 100% be up for that, surely.
Yeah, it depends on the person. And I think the reason I would perhaps reject it is because when you're 30, your biological clock is like, right, gotta get me some children, and I'm just not ready for that shit, you know? Like, I'm not immature at all, but I like to have fun and be spontaneous. And I think the older you get, the more, not baggage, but the more responsibility you have. And I respect that we'll be in different stages of our life, I think, if that makes sense. Like, I'm still kind of just getting, finding my feet after uni, trying new things, and they'll be pretty much an exec at an accountancy firm, and I'm just a bit like, oh, hi, I'm Kate, and I'm winging it. Woo! What's your best date, would you say, from dating apps? When you've met someone and gone, you're exactly how I imagine you'd be, you've got your shit together, you're a goddess, marry me. That
yeah,
laugh!
Yeah, me. Sorry, yeah, you can leave that in. I mean, I there was a girl, and she we were talking, and she's amazing. But we our first, we still talk, this is the same thing. We're both friends now, because we're just like, you know what, we don't want to be in a relationship, but we want to be friends, and that's perfectly fine. And our first date, we just basically went on a mini bar crawl, and it was great.
I've done that.
Like, how nice is that,
it's
right?
It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Botanist in Oxford, and it was so nice, and it felt so normal as well. But it was, if I'm going to be honest with you, Kate, I've forgotten your question.
I've forgotten it as well. Oh, wait, best date, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah, so that
the thing is,
the
you were still
date.
Answering it really well, and then you just went, oh, I forgot what
Thank
I was
you.
Talking about.
Because I was, straight away, as soon as you said best date, I thought that was the best date, and it was the best date, because we just, we did, such an MP's answer, isn't it? But it was fun, and we both just wanted to drink and talk and get to know each other, and it was so natural and normal, and I think you can't fake that. You can't, I don't want to sound pretentious when I say that, but you can't fake that, the organicness of stuff like that.
I've had a few really good dates, actually, from dating apps. Until about a year ago, I hated the idea of dating apps. I was like, I just prefer meeting people in person, but then so does everyone, do you know what I mean? So I was just sort of like, why am I taking myself so seriously? I'm just going to go on a dating app. I'm young, why not? Let's give it a try. As soon as I hit 30, I'll delete it, but... I've had a few really good ones where we've met up, and do you know what? It's interesting, Will, because all the great dates I've had from dating apps have people that have ended up being a really good mate. So, I don't know, my old housemate went to Paris and downloaded Tinder just to make friends, because she was doing an internship and she didn't know anyone there, so she was like, I just need to meet people. She got a few weird French people there, but what was I talking about again? Oh, best date, yeah.
It's easy to do, see? Thank
you. I thought we both forgot the question.
That makes me feel so much better, because thought I was obnoxious then, and I was like, no, it's either I'm obnoxious or we're both obnoxious, whatever. Just whatever. It was best date, was the question.
Yeah, I've had a few good dating updates, you know. The last one I had, actually, I'm going to just side troll here slightly. The last one I had was slightly before lockdown. It was at the end of February. It was like a really cold, rainy February night, and basically we matched on Hinge, and it was pretty obvious that he was just looking for a hookup, and I am never the sort of girl that would just go for a hookup. I'm telling you that now. I'm very classy and very like, no, I have to wait at least 7 dates. And I was just like, do you know, why are you laughing?
That was such a high-pitched laugh, but it's just like, don't, like, if you, okay, carry on.
No, what were you gonna say? Go on.
No, I'm a guy. I'm going to have my own opinions on it.
What?
But it's like, if somebody else is all right with that, then that's okay, isn't it? But if you want to go somewhere with it afterwards, that's what's important. Is if it's a one-night stand, then that's completely different. But if you straight away, you're like, oh my God, I want to rip your bloody clothes off, then don't hold off on that, because there's no time like the present, you know?
Yeah, no.
That's my opinion. That's why I was laughing, because I was just like, I think you're slightly putting yourself down by saying that you're not like that.
Yeah, actually, I think that's just a woman thing, though. We feel the need to be like,
yeah,
but I'm not a slut. Do you know what I mean? That sort of misconception or whatever. But
I completely, I mean, I could go to town. It could be a whole other podcast on me sitting here and being like, how are we calling women sluts and guys not sluts? You know, it's like,
yeah,
that always confuses me, this complete difference in how we're treating guys that sleep with 20 different women in a week. I know, I mean,
a week, like that, how they fit,
I mean,
that
imagine,
in
like, you imagine that'd be amazing, but that's the point, is that you stay there And then if I changed that to be a woman sleeping with 20 people in a week, you'd just be like, okay, so was that a gangbang or what was going on?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a completely different, you know,
yeah,
way of using.
No, that's true. I'm glad you said that, because now I'm going to approach your story with a whole different perspective of like, I'm having fun. Woo.
Do it.
Yeah, so we matched on Bumble.
You, for God's sake.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. He was a 28-year-old drummer, to be specific. We met up. Instantly, I was like, you're fit. And he told me I'm fit, and I was like, well, mutual feelings, my boy. And we just had a really fun evening. It was like a random Tuesday evening, so it was pretty quiet in Manchester, but we had a really nice time. And then it was really funny, so we were waiting at the tram stop for our respective trams that were going in opposite directions. And you know when you're like, you don't know whether to initiate a goodbye or a let's go back to yours, it's a bit like, oh, we both wanted to, it was obvious, but we didn't want to be like a bit weird or forward or whatever. And the last tram home came for me, and we just kind of both looked at it. No one said anything. The doors closed and it drove off. So I just turned to him and just went, oh, I've missed my tram. And he went, yeah, you have. And I was like, yours is still coming in 5 minutes. And he was like, yeah. And then we just both went, shall we go back to Chorlton? Yeah, come on, let's go back to Chorlton. So we just went back to Chorlton, made small talk about his guitar for 3 minutes, and then just got it on.
I love that, though. It takes two to tango, for sure,
yeah.
Right? Like, it's like, this is the thing, is it's like all these guys telling these stories about how they did this, how they did that. And it's just like, well, you did it with somebody, didn't you? Like,
yeah.
Like, own it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I just can imagine that, being a fly on the wall for something like that. We just kind of look at each other and it's just like, we might as well.
Yeah, it's like, Tuesday evening. What else is it to do?
I can't call anybody else right now and I'm really turned on. So, like, are you down?
Wait, in the ad break, well, the jingle break, whatever, you were saying you were really thirsty.
Yeah, I didn't know whether to mention it. I mean, like, right now we're in lockdown. I'm living with my parents and I would be in London right now at work and living wherever I would be living. And Kate and I were both, you know, planning on this big London life. And I'm not saying that I'd be going to town if I was in London right now, but all I can say is I'm not going to town right now.
Or anywhere.
And yeah, I didn't know whether to mention that. I said to Kate, I'm not sure if I should mention to your listeners at home that I am very thirsty. But
me too.
You know, if anybody's going to be in London at some point, in autumn of 2020, please let me know.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I always do a picture of the guest on the page. I'll link, you know, Will's Instagram handle. He's a very good looking guy. He's got a really great job. I can't actually disclose it, but he manages a lot of cool Facebook pages of famous people. And just, you know, just give him a follow, like.
Oh God, it's just like I hate this hype about me. I just don't know what to do. It kind of like reacting to it as if it's like this, like your mum saying you look nice before you go out for a party. It's like,
you look thanks. Nice, Will.
Thank you.
All seriousness though, I think everyone is, and I think I was saying to my friend Eva the other week, we were like, I genuinely think they're gonna run out of condoms. It's gonna be like loo roll everywhere. No, I'm being serious. Everywhere after lockdown is going to run out of condoms. Everyone's going to be hoarding them like loo roll, mate. This is serious. If you're listening, go to the shop now. We don't have long left. Lockdown's easing.
Luckily, I've got plenty that are unused.
Oh, my God.
If you want to buy any, they're on Depop. And they're going cheap.
Oh, my God. I keep getting people saying, you're in your early 20s, you need to just be single and find out all about yourself and focus on you and your career and just have fun. Because, and I think that's where I'm at. If anything, I'm reluctant to get in a relationship now. And I think that's why I've been single for a little bit, because I'm so picky. And I'm so like, unless I'm absolutely blown away head over heels with someone, I won't consider a relationship with them. But that's just because I don't feel a void by not being with someone. I've got so many amazing friends and I just enjoy going out and flirting with people. Do you know what I mean? I just really enjoy it. So I'm just doing my thing. And I don't know, when I'm settled down, that'll be it. So I might as well enjoy this period of just, you know, woo.
Yeah, and I think I agree with you. I mean, so it's kind of this difficult thing where you paint your own picture of what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. And I think because I was in this long relationship and I completely believed that, because I started going out with her when I was like 16, 17, and then we broke up when I was 21. Like, that's quite a long time when you're that age. And I completely went into this world of, you have to be in a relationship and looking at other people and being like, oh, okay, well, I can hook you up. I could be your wingman. And so that's my story, is that now at this age, a part of me is still going, but that's what I'm missing out on. You know, I'm not in that relationship anymore. I'm not in a relationship anymore, not necessarily with that person, but it's this thing of, I need to be with somebody. And it's really nice to hear it from you. And we've spoken about this before, but it's nice to get that reassurance of, no, you've got so long and so much time. And if things are going well for you in your career and things are going well with you, even with just like your friends, just do whatever you want to do, and whatever happened will happen in time. And yeah, it Tinder, I downloaded it really because I was out of the relationship and I just wanted to see what was going on. What's guanin? That felt natural for me to say what's guanin. it's nice to see that there's other people that are single, and that's as basic as it is. It doesn't matter whether you find them attractive or not. It's just nice to know you're part of this, like, this community of people that are all going, yeah, someone please.
Yeah, someone pick me. Yeah. No, it's worth mentioning that all of the flings I've had have been on dating apps, but all of the serious, meaningful, long-term relationships I've had have actually been in, I've met them in person. So I think that's why I don't take dating apps seriously. And I know that people have met, you know, serious relationships on dating apps, and I would never be closed off to that. But I know myself, and I know that I work well in person. I'm pretty crap with my phone sometimes, and I know that in person I come across a lot better than being a day late to reply to a text. So yeah, I think dating apps for me, if I was to sum it up, are part of your 20s in that it's fun, it's spontaneous, it's experimental. But when it comes to actually meeting someone, I tend to meet, I don't want to say I tend to meet people in real life, because doesn't everyone, but I would actively search for someone in a bar. Does that make sense?
No, it does. You don't need to belittle it, because that's just the truth. And there's a reason why loads of people are going to agree with you on that. Is that it's that's what everybody wants, but not necessarily has the confidence to do it. And it's different to the same reason why we've got all these anecdotes about people who you've spoken to on Tinder or Bumble or whatever, and then they suddenly you meet them and they don't know what to say and they just agree with everything you say. And it's because we've kind of, over time, become used to this culture of, I'm just going to type it.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. That was a wholesome little end, wasn't it?
That was nice, wasn't it? I like that. But it will, just last thing, it will be very interesting to see how many people have beer goggles on when quarantine and everything is properly lifted. Like, they see a female and they're just like, oh my God, female.
Legit.
Like, no way this person has a chest, like, let's go.
All I can say, it's after lockdown when me and Will can finally move to London. Oh God, watch out, world, it's gonna be wild.
But we're gonna be so preoccupied with being each other's wingmen that we're just gonna be like ignoring the fact that the person we're talking to is actually interested, like, in somebody completely different or interested in that. Like, oh,
it's gonna be a great time.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to hit you up with my friend, but you know, let's go.
Oh, I can't wait, mate. I cannot wait. Oh,
it'll be good.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having a few beers with me on this rainy Monday evening and bantering all about dating apps. I've had a lovely time.
I have too, thank you. I don't know if everything I've said is completely coherent, but, you know, I've enjoyed myself, so that's all that matters, really.
Yeah. If the podcast is just white noise, then, you know, just know that we had a nice time.
That says a lot about my alcohol intake, and I couldn't even phrase that correctly. That says it all, really. That says it all.
Ooh, I can't wait to see you again, bust some moves, visit, like, the South, go to London. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, they won't know what's hit them when you come down here, Christ.
I'm going to take that as the highest form of compliment.
No, yeah, she knows how to party, that's for sure. And I didn't say that with the amount of enthusiasm that I should have given it, but this girl is, she's a night out in itself. She should be a club rep.
I'm really glad. That's what everyone says about me. I'm just a gremlin, but I'm happy with that. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. If you've had a nice time, please do subscribe and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a topic that you want us to navigate together, just let me know. And why not binge all the other episodes? Give us a follow at Navigating Your 20s Podcast on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date. And see you next time on Navigating Your 20s.